Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
As always, thank you for joining me today. I was recently listening to a podcast where the guest was talking about being in that extremely uncomfortable place of transition. What was is no longer, but we can't see the future. Now, some of us, that's just a very uncomfortable place. And for some of us, it makes us feel hopeless. Now, this guest was talking about getting a closure on a crisis that brings intense grief and how we want to dot our I's and cross our T's. We want answers. And one statement he made really stood out to me, which prompted the topic of this episode. He said, "The reality is you won't always get closure. You can get closure or you can move on, but you can't have both." Now, of course, my mind went to all of us bereavers. We know there will never be what is considered closure for us. Even if there's an investigation around your child's death and someone is found guilty and sentenced, it does not bring closure as if everything is okay now. What I think of as closure for us is we want answers to the why. Why didn't God stop this from happening? Why my child? Why our family? Now, some of you may have heard me talk about this, that even if God did tell us why, I don't believe it would satisfy us. I really think if God told us why, from his view of eternity and from him seeing what we can't see and knowing what we don't know, I think still within our pain and our limited, finite view of this earth, it wouldn't be a good enough answer. And we would keep asking why. Why is that important? Why does that matter? Just like a teenager who wants to know why they can't get the keys to the car. They don't want to know why for a satisfying answer. They want to know why until basically they get what they want. They don't just walk away and say, "Oh, I get it. Thank you for explaining to me why you won't give me the keys to the car," and they go to their room and find something else to do. They want to keep asking why, right? Just like we do with God with the death of our child. And I really don't think, even if we got God's answer, it would be satisfying to us so that in a way that we're okay with it. If you are constantly living from this place of why, you will remain stuck because you're always going to be looking back. And I know some of us believe it is impossible to go forward living our life without our child. Now, I personally did not know how it was going to be possible to live out the rest of my life with so much pain that it was literally hard to breathe at times. And if that's where you are right now, I want you to know you're not alone. So many of us have been in that exact place, that place of suffocating pain, where even just existing feels impossible, where you honestly wonder if you will ever smile again, or even if you want to. Now, what that podcast guest said, you can get closure or you can move on, but you can't have both. I believe that hits the heart of our grief journey, because when it comes to the death of our child, closure in the way that we would define it or see it, closure in a way that helps us to say, "I can't do anything about this, I need to move on," it makes us feel like we're betraying our child. It feels like we're saying, "Okay, that chapter is done," when we know in our souls it will never be done. Our child will always be part of us, always. But here's the thing. Moving forward does not mean closing the door on our child. It doesn't mean forgetting them or being okay with what happened. What it means is that we're choosing to live again while still carrying their memory, their love, their presence inside us. It is not a matter of moving on like the world so often wants us to. It's more about moving forward with our child still with us in the deepest part of who we are. And sometimes it's not even a step forward. It's just standing up again or sitting in the presence of God, simply breathing. That's also a part of healing. Now, when I talk about healing, I think you can already tell I'm not talking about going on with life as if that never happened. Our child never existed kind of a thing. When I'm talking about healing, I'm talking about getting to the point where we can live again, where we can live in a way that the pain doesn't debilitate us. And then getting to the point where we can actually laugh and smile and have a life of meaning and purpose again. And I know some of you think that is impossible. We may never get the answers to our whys on this side of eternity, but I do believe God invites us to exchange our need for answers with His peace that surpasses, that goes beyond anything we can understand. Now, I know that is so much easier said than done. I wrestled with it, and I still do some days, but it's in that wrestling that I discovered something powerful. I don't have to understand to be held by God. I don't have to know why to know that I am loved by God. So today, if you are in that messy, painful place of not knowing how to go on, know this. It may not seem like it right now, but it is possible to move forward without answers. It's okay to not have closure. And you may have heard this phrase before, and it's so true. It's okay not to be okay. But it's also okay to begin to hope again. It's okay to take tiny steps, to begin to breathe again without guilt, to let your child's legacy be part of the reason you live, not just the reason you hurt. You can live again. No, it's not going to be the same life or the one you thought it would be, but it can, and I believe it will, be a life that is shaped by deep loss, deep love, and yes, even deep hope. I just want to take a minute and pray for you. Father God, for every grieving parent listening, wrap them in your presence right now. Let them know you are near. Bring comfort to the questions that don't have answers. Bring peace into the chaos and the shattered hearts. Lord, bring hope. Even if it's just a flicker, help them know that they are not alone, not ever, ever alone, no matter how they feel. And I pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, I am going to change the order up a bit because of something exciting I want to share with you, but I want to do that after the birthday segment instead of before. So we are going to go right into this week's birthday segment. Jack Crean was born on July 16th and left us at age 18. Hayden Beck was born on July 17th and left us at age 16. Jimmy LaPlante was born on July 19th and left us at age 39. We celebrate the day these children came into the world and into the lives of their families. We know it will always be a very special and important day. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, I would be honored to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out the information needed there, including the pronunciation of your child's name if it gets mispronounced once in a while, because I do want to say it correctly for you. Just submit that information, and we will add your child to the birthday segment the week of his or her birthday. And Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen that week. So now, on to this exciting announcement that I have for you. I want to take a moment to share something really special. We have created a brand new line of merchandise just for us. Parents who have lost a child and are learning how to keep living with that shattered heart. Now, if you've been with me for very long, you have heard me use the word bereaver. In fact, I think I used it a few minutes ago. Bereaver is a parent who's been bereaved of their child. The word bereave comes from the word reave. And if you look that up, it means a violent taking, being ripped and torn away. And that's how I felt when Becca died. And it just seemed like a perfect way to describe how I felt. And so a bereaver, you put the PA for parent. So a bereaver is a parent who's had our child ripped and torn away from us. And so we have put together, Dave put together kind of a picture of that. And we have put it on some shirts and some hats. Now, every item in this new collection, whether it's a t-shirt, a hoodie, a hat, it features a shattered heart lovingly pieced back together, like with the gold, the kintsugi, if you've heard me talk about that. And across the heart are the words, bereaver with hope, because that's who we are. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, we'll put a picture of some of those things up so you can see what they're like. If you're not on YouTube, you're just listening to this, I'll give you the link and tell you where you can go look at these. Now, we did not choose this journey, but we are choosing to carry our grief with hope, to honor the life of our child while we're slowly learning how to live again. So if you are interested in these, go to gpshope.org/store to see the full collection. Now, I just want to let you know that every purchase helps support the mission of GPS Hope. GPS Hope is the ministry behind this podcast, and we provide hope and support and resources to grieving parents literally around the world. Wearing these shirts and these hats isn't just about comfort or style. It's a bold, sacred reminder. We are bereavers, and we're not alone, and we have hope. Your life can have meaning and purpose again without having the answers to your questions of why. And this is not in spite of your child's death, but it's because of his or her life. Your child's life still matters, and so does yours. Psalm 27:13 says, "I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living." You will come out on the other side of this darkness, and I believe, just like me and thousands of others who have been on this journey ahead of us, you will once again see the goodness of God here on earth in the land of the living. You can be a bereaver with hope, giving hope to those coming up behind you. So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.